so far away from me. See, you've been in the sun and I've been in the rain, and you're so far away from me. You're so far away from me. You're so far, I just can't see. You're so far away.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Slam dunk deals are going on now at Honda North. Lease the North American Car of the Year. The fully redesigned for 2018 Honda Accord from just $179 a month. Now that's a better deal. Beat the buzzer to Honda North for all the details. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7, The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to a little hour or so of local music. We call it our Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, welcoming you to the show along with Shady Lady's own Utah Burgess in the studio with me here tonight. Utah, ready for some great local music here tonight.
Yes, I am. Every Sunday night, Bob, this is the place to be tuned into. There's no doubt about that.
I want to thank, on your behalf, anybody that might have popped out for Brutality last weekend at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn in Sarver. Hope everybody enjoyed the evening. I know I couldn't be there, unfortunately, but you had a great lineup with the Tina Daniels Band and Anger the Ant. Boy, if you missed that, shame on you for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. Both bands just absolutely threw down. That was a top-notch performance by both of them, and I appreciate it, and thank you for coming out and showing those who were there what rocking the Rockin' Red Barn is all about. What that local music scene we talk about every week is all about.
Yeah, I did see one post where there was some guitar behind the head playing.
Zach there. Yeah.
Zach Rubito tearing it up for Angus.
Well, I had no idea Zach could sing.
Yeah.
And he can sing. That boy can sing. I was shocked.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I've been involved with the high school teams the last couple of weeks, and it's tied me up. But we had taken the group out. You know, we always compete, and then you take them out to dinner. You know, treat them for their hard work. And lo and behold, I'm at a restaurant outside of this area and happened to walk into the restroom. And who's standing there but one Sean Hartman, speaking of Zach Rubito.
Oh, really? We were all talking about him on set. Not in a bad way, Sean.
Just
like, whatever happened to Sean?
Yeah, so well, he explained. I said, what have you been doing with yourself? And, you know, he's obviously His wife was going through some health issues, and everything's good there. And he said it's just, you know, he's been so busy and doing some other things that he's not been able to do the music. And he said, you know, so I've had to put the guitar down for now. But he says, I'm planning on picking it up eventually someday, and life will let me do that. And but he's all good, and he looked to be in real good spirits. So it was good to see him. So.
Yeah, good stuff. I would love to hear something from him again. He's a great songwriter.
No doubt about it, yeah. Speaking of health issues, we want to send a very special best wish out, long distance out to California, a guy very connected to this area, Shane Alexander. Saw a post on his page from his wife. Apparently Shane had some kind of a fall at his home, and sounds like it was pretty nasty. So we are sending Shane well. Apparently that's going to take him out of the loop for a little bit for recovery purposes. But, you know, Shane's been doing some big things traveling the nation. He's come back here in this area and played a few times. I know Tom Panay had him a couple of times. He's been over in Europe doing a lot of big things, creating a lot of great music. So we'll send the best wishes Shane Alexander's way.
Yeah, and speaking of the Anger of the Ant, we probably should send some good wishes their way, too, because I think half the band is like had some sort of surgery or something medical-wise. As we were talking about Sean, it's like, oh, yeah, this, that, this, and this. And so they're all on the mend and back out rocking.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear. Well, coming up around these parts real soon is going to be our next Rock Done Right tour stop. And this is literally going to be coming here in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to be at a new location that I personally have never been to, down off 28th, the RIDC Park, Comfort Inn.
Yeah, believe it or not, the very first night I ever spent in Pennsylvania was at this hotel. So when I came out here to see about moving out here, that's where they put me up for the night. So yeah, we're going to be down there at the Grand Ballroom. It's just right off Route 28 there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing a benefit show. We're teaming up with Drusky Entertainment. And it's going to be called the Music for Mobility and Healing for John Sopko. We're going to have some acoustic music, a comedian, and, of course, the usual raffles and prizes.
Cool. It'll be a great night. And early, too, that's kind of the trend. So you can maybe make that a stop on your way home from work on a Friday night.
Yeah, 6 to 10. And so, you know, it's a short window, too, so make sure you don't miss it. But we'd love to see you out there. And Lambat Productions is on board to help us out with this event as well. And we're going to raise some money. He was in a serious car accident a few years back. He has regained a lot of his mobility, and now they're trying to raise money to equip a van for him because he's passed all of his tests and everything to be able to drive. But he needs the van to be equipped for that, and that's what we're raising money for. You can find that on Facebook and check it all out. It's a great cause.
And I said Friday. I meant Saturday. I was looking ahead here. I'm going to talk about an event that is happening that Friday because we've got your weekend set up for that week, okay? So you can have some fun. But, yeah, please make sure you make that a stop on the way and help out the cause. That's one of the things we try to do with the Rock Done Right Tour. A lot of the events are some kind of charity tied in. So, well, the night before that, give a shout-out to Supermonkey Recording Company, putting together an Allegheny Showcase down at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont that needs hotel band play there quite a bit. Have you guys?
Yeah, Noble Hops, yeah. Shiners, and Needs all did a show there together.
Yeah,
and,
down in Oakmont.
Yeah. And which is right around the corner from the Comfort Inn we're talking about.
So see, you could stay at the Comfort Inn that weekend.
There you go. Great idea.
And pop in and see the Dirty Charms. They're going to be there, and some special guests, the Red Lines, who are in the studio right now, 13 Saints and the EK Band. Tickets are $10 online at ilovesupermonkey.com/tickets. And we encourage you to check that one out. We're going to play a tune from the Dirty Charms. We've played them before, but, you know, many people will know I'm a big fan of the Cult, the band. And they have done a cover of one of the Cult's songs, She Sells Sanctuary. We're going to spin that for you coming up.
Well, cool stuff. And speaking of Super Monkey, we're going to have him on here in late April because this is his one-year anniversary coming up. We're going to talk with him and get caught up on what he's got going on.
Yeah, he's got the record store going on down there in the Allentown section of Pittsburgh.
Well, I say before the Dirty Charms, I've been talking with a young man named Justin Wade from the area, and we've been really heavy on the country the last three shows we've done, and so I'm going to play one more kind of country-ish artist song here, and then I'm done with it for a little while. So
okay, then.
We'll throw on some Justin Wade and a song of his called Your Name.
All right, and you've got it here on the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We visit with Lyle Borger coming up. We'll talk a little Ragu Festivu.
'Cause I want to know your name, and I place. The stars are shining and the temperature's right. You're looking good over there in the pale moonlight. Every guy's fantasy dream. Top model dressed up like a queen. Cause I wanna know. I wanna know your
keeps me alive. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. And we are upon it. I see you got the pirate cap on. Next week is it. Well, this week now, basically coming up. So get ready to have some man cans, because you might just find some guy with a pirate hat on and a Shady Lady jacket on sitting in front of one of the TVs down there. You can pop in and buy him a man can.
It's very possible. I'll be at the game tomorrow, but from there on out, I may save my money and just watch it from the rainbow. You never know.
Okay, all right.
Although you've got me pumped up, Bob.
Well, I'm you know, like I said, I'm getting a little closer. I've backed away from the ledge at this moment. Yeah. So, how high I go up the mountain is another question. But we will go down the mountain, down the hill into Freeport and visit the Rainbow Inn, who are our longest running sponsor of this show, the Grassroots Show. I'm going to welcome in a gentleman who's been very involved in the local music scene and is active promoting in his own right. And that's Lyle Borger, who joins us in the studio. Lyle, how you doing?
Very good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Going to play some tunes for us here tonight. But first, I know we've talked to you, Lyle, in the past about Ragu Festival and some things that you promote and help put together. And we've got another one coming up here the end of April. I know you're probably pretty pumped up about that.
Oh, definitely. April 27th and 28th, Sandy Lake. It's 60 Crystal Spring Road in Sandy Lake at the Gare Field. And a bunch of local talent going to be there. Local fire spinning troupe, lots of vendors, the usual festival environment there.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun event. We'll go through the lineup and some of the details coming up. That should be noted, though, it is a change. You have had this in the past in Slippery Rock. It is moving up to Sandy Lake this year.
Yeah, we had it a few years at the Slippery Rock Dunes when we were having shows there, and we've had it at Rock Falls Park for a few years, and now we're making another move here to Sandy Lake.
Okay. Give us a little background of yourself, Lyle, whatever got you into the music scene. And I know you play some guitar and do some writing.
Well, I've been involved in music since I was about 10. I started with piano lessons at 10, and then about 13 I started playing guitar, and then about ninth grade I started playing trumpet, and then I went to YSU, the Dana School, for a few years for trumpet. And then kind of got out and started working, and this is kind of my thing I do on the side to satisfy my music needs.
So were you actually, when you went to, I'm curious, YSU and you were playing trumpet, were you looking to become a touring musician in that facet or a teacher? What was the inspiration?
I went for music education, because that's the most lucrative part you can get into when it comes to going to school for music. But I spent a couple years there and pretty much loaded up my classes just on the music side, kind of ignored some of the electives that you would be expected to take if you were going to become a teacher, and then just kind of used what I learned there to start playing in a band and bring bands together and kind of promoting them. They don't really have a degree for kind of being a music promoter or a music producer, but come a long way with just, having friends that played music and kind of encouraging them to have a place to play and be able to play their original music. That seems to be the problem in the music scene is, a bar will pay you to play 3 hours of covers, but if you want to play a set of original music and get paid, it's kind of tricky, you know.
Not every place wants you to have they want you to entertain.
Right. They want a jukebox for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, obviously, I mean, Utah has been involved in the promotion scene, but I like your comment that there's, you know, not necessarily an educational tag that you can go dig in. I mean, that's just something that's trial and error, and you've got to go after and find out the best way that it's going to work for you.
Right, and I kind of feel like I am a music educator in a way. You know, I bring people together and give them the tools and the facilities to be able to play their own thing and move further in music. It's not, you know, a school scenario where I'm stuck with a bunch of kids that maybe don't want to be there and their parents are forcing them to play the tuba or something, you know.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
And then we tip our cap to you for doing that and helping these local musicians out. I mean, obviously, you know, you're passionate about it, and I'm sure it becomes a passion in your own right to help these people.
Oh, definitely. And I kind of have a thing where I don't take anything out of it. I don't do it for money, you know. Any money goes to the bands, the sound guy, and the venue, you know. Anything I do promotion wise is just me talking or me posting. That's it, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah. How many years now have you had this Ragu? When did it start, and how did that all come together?
Well, this will be the ninth year for it, and I had a couple friends that started a festival thing in their backyard, and we played it the 1 year, and we were kind of like, we want to do this more often, and they were kind of like, oh, maybe like once a year or something, and at that point we were like, well, we kind of want to do it more than that, you know, so we just started having shows, you know, and I kind of stumbled across Slippery Rock Dunes, which allowed me to have several shows a year there when that was going on, and meet a lot of bands from other areas and stuff coming in. So that's a lot of the ability I have to do this is from those connections you make just from other musicians playing, you know, and wanting to play and wanting to have shows, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Where did the name evolve from?
It's actually a derivative of an Adam Sandler sketch with the goat, the goat Adam Sandler sketch. They say the reggae festival, and then the goat says, oh, yeah, the ragu festival. I heard about that on the AM radio. And so we kind of felt like a lot of the bands we have had and had at that point in time we're kind of reggae oriented but not reggae. Mm-hmm. So we kind of coined ragu to mean kind of like reggae-ish but not really, you know, and like ragu is like the sauce ragu, their tagline is it's in there, you know, so it's like influenced by a lot of things but kind of a reggae vibe underneath it. So
Very cool. Your inspirations, when you sit down and write music and got involved in it, is that the connection to the reggae style, or what were some of your inspirations, influences?
I mean, coming up when I went to college, I was big into jazz music. I mean, that's my real root of influence. Started with, you know, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and, you know, bebop jazz, and in college is really the first time I heard like Bob Marley, you know what I mean? It took me that long, you know. My parents were very, very religious, and I didn't even hear secular music until I was probably, you know, about 12 or 13. My guitar teacher gave me Metallica's Black Album, and that was one of the first, you know. Before that, I think the only other secular song I knew was the Oak Ridge Boys. Elvira was one of my dad was okay with that, and he was okay with Frank Sinatra and those, that kind of you know, earlier jazz, Nat King Cole, you know. Mm-hmm. Those might have been something that they had on, but other than that, it was pretty much all you know, religious music and stuff from in church. So
So if we use the term late bloomer, in the music scene, that probably would fit you a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, I'm, as far as secular music goes, you know, I was in choir and you know, the church I went to, they're all very musically talented. You know, we had it's a Baptist church, so it was you know, always there was a drum set even, and you know, people playing guitars on stage. You know.
Baptists can rock it.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of the best musicians probably come out of churches, and especially Baptist.
Right now, I'm real into Hammond organs and Leslie speakers, and I'm constantly on YouTube watching, you know, some of these African American churches, and it's just amazing. Some of the stuff they have really just moves you. You know, the guy's playing the Hammond organ behind the preacher and matching the key of the preacher, and the preacher says something, you know, and he pops it and, you know, and brings it back, and then they let it loose. You know, it's really, really entertaining.
That's cool. That's cool. Visiting with Lyle Borger here tonight on the Grassroots Show. We're going to talk a lot about Ragu Festival and the lineup and how you can be there, but let's get to some music here. And Lyle, you're going to play us a song here in the studio that's called Cheaters. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, first of all, I normally don't play guitar. I usually have a band here, but they couldn't make it in here, so you're kind of getting the acoustic version of my band, Zulu Tree. And it used to be Zulu Tree, and then one of the people that was really a foundation of it moved on, and so I call it the Zulu Tree Revival now, because there's a couple different members. I don't know. Yeah, this is kind of a quasi-political song, kind of about how both sides kind of manipulate people, and that's pretty much it. I don't want to get too more involved in that.
Yeah, very fitting for the times, what you're telling us here.
Yes, definitely.
All right, it's Lyle Borger here tonight, live in the studio on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Prophet turned priest, his prophet turned price, turned the tables on the money changers, taking back our rights. You can't win if you don't fight. The dark is only overcome by light, but we keep going through the motions, eliminating the emotion, die, resting our devotion by deceit from the elite on Wall Street. Prosper cheaters don't keep oaths. We the free still don't see democracy is by the people with the most money. But we keep going through the motions, eliminating the emotion, divesting our devotion by deceit from the elite on Wall Street. I'm not a lead on Wall Street. My country, 'tis of thee, liberty sold separately, may take some assembly and First Amendment service fees. But we keep going through the motions, eliminating the emotions, divesting our devotion by deceit from the elite on Wall Street. From the elite on Wall Street.
to hypnotize the masses. Tends to trance, to victimize the classics. Stereotypes in stereo, if it's in fashion. Placebo poetry, to patronize fashion. But whatever happened to music from the heart? You can't even try to spell earth without a heart. Might find something of worth if you could just start to pull the pieces together instead of apart. You gotta get it together. Like words and letters, birds and feathers, like wind and weather. It's weather, it's whether you know at all. It's weather, it's weather, it's whether you rise or fall. Making media moguls, or steadily stealing souls. Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's a fee for the key to the door they let you out. Playground or prison, what's it all about? Time's a brush that paints your words and fills them in. And then when you're gone, memory makes you twin. And what you thought was wrong, they'll call it a sin. But if you focus on the end, you might never begin to get it together. Like words and letters, like birds and feathers, like wind and weather. It's weather, it's weather you know at all. It's weather, it's weather, it's weather your eyes are fall.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7 and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, our show is archived as well for future playback. You can pull it up at your convenience at 977rocks.com and even cruise through some of the past shows. And don't forget, we have a Facebook page as well, Grassroots on the Rock Station 97.7. Give that a like and keep in check, because we always provide a variety of information on there, and usually a throwback once a week that you can eavesdrop in on some past givings here on the Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. They're right up off of South Main Street Hill in Butler. They call it High in the Hill, right on the Price. And they've got a variety of great, great food up there. And you'll even hear their tune with some original music in the background. And we'll be talking more about maybe how you, the musicians out there, can pen them a commercial and earn some good eats. Stay tuned on that. We've got Lyle Borger in the studio here tonight. We just heard a song called Cheaters and followed that up with Get It Together. And there was a little bit of a reggae feel to that, huh?
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of a song about how, mainstream music has moved away from local people and have kind of created their own fads and trends that they feed into. And, you know, back on MTV, it used to be, they'd have to go out and find these artists that were already doing their thing, and then they'd bring them in, you know, and now they create them from the bottom up, and it's not the same thing. You know, it's not somebody really emoting or really feeling or somebody that really is touring with these songs. It's kind of like a prefabricated thing, and it's great that you guys do something where you take that stuff that's out there and bring it up and let people be able to hear it. You know, that's something that's kind of lost in our music culture nowadays, for sure.
Yeah, well, I think it ties in even to your first song. It's just, there's a lot of controlling interests out there, and we see that in
it's
the radio business for sure.
Right.
It's just a rubber stamp across the nation, and that has a big trickle down in a lot of different avenues, or trickle up, if you will.
That's why we love local. Local business, local community, local music, local radio stations.
There you go. Well, you know, we always use the slogan, every song you've ever heard has had to start somewhere. So
right.
We think there's some pretty good music in these areas here. I think the tri-state area.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, you get into that, Eastern Ohio scene. They've got a lot of good bands over there, some that are really starting to get on the map now. I've booked the band Tropodelic a few times for different shows I've done, and now they're on all kinds of really good lineups. I think they're on Warped Tour. I think they're playing Cali Roots. I mean, they're really have moved around a lot. And that Eastern Ohio, Western PA scene, there's a lot going on for sure.
And I think with the advent of technology, there's ways to circumvent what's being force-fed. And I think, you know, especially younger people, I see it because I have two boys that are in college, in that college age. They find it. I mean, they're going to find the music they like, and they're going to find unique musicians, and it circumvents what you're being forced fed, I think.
I think as an artist, you need to do that. You need to do that end around everybody and just take control of your art and your music yourself and do that.
Definitely. And I mean, with social media now, it's literally like if you record a good video, enough people see it, somebody's gonna be knocking at your door wanting to try to make a buck off of it. But
so
it's good, really.
Right. Well, it's unique to see the way even just the recorded music scene has changed dramatically. From, you used to have A&R guys that would show up at shows and try to find people, and I think that's a lost art in its own right.
Oh, yeah,
and not that you really, you hear all the horror stories. I don't even think you'd want that. I think you want to be able to control your own device and have it catch fire, and then they're kind of forced to look at you.
Right, right. Yeah. Without a doubt, when you're holding the cards there, you're in a lot better position than, maybe being in an American Idol contestant or something, and they have full control of you. Once you walk through the door, they got you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I'll be curious to hear maybe 20 years from now, and you're probably hearing some of that now. But when an artist is separated from that, was that a good experience for them? I think you're going to find some it was. I just have that feeling that the majority it's not. It's because it's again kind of goes back into how record companies controlled a lot of artists in the past.
Yeah, and I mean, that's even changed a lot. Like now, if you sign on with a record label, they're getting a piece of your merch too. they're not just cutting in on the royalties. And I think the big lost thing nowadays is there's no solid product. There's the song, but you can get it for free, or you can stream it. Mm-hmm. There's no album, that people want to have And I think something's going to come in and make there be a thing there, make there be some product that you're going to want to collect that's separate from the music itself, you know, there has to be something like that, you know.
We hope it's the music festival experience. That's what we hope.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
That's I mean, it's definitely live music has definitely become the component of money making for any musical act nowadays. You know, it was part of it back in the day, but you know, they were making enough on royalties and album sales for it to be worth it. But now, if you aren't touring, if you aren't playing and making money off shows, you're not really making it, you know.
You're dead on.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. That's why you're seeing some musicians have, you know, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 different pieces to what they're doing and involvements, and so that they can, you know, be playing all the time,
right?
So yeah. Well, let's talk about these music festivals, because obviously you have a big one coming up in Ragu Festival up in Sandy Lake, coming up in April, and it looks to me like you have a pretty doggone solid lineup. I know you have some old favorites that play every year, but tell us about this.
Yeah, well, the main thing is this is kind of home base for this band called Broctopus, and you guys should really check them out. You should try to get them involved. Some of them are from Sandy Lake, some of them are more from down in Pittsburgh, but they're very, very good musicians, and they kind of reached out to us when they found that we didn't have a place this year, and we're like, come on in, you know. And so we're kind of happy to mingle both of our crowds together and try to grow the scene together. That's the main one that's different from a lot of the ones I've had in past years, you know. Another band, Habitat. They're from, you know, down like southern Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them are very, very local to the, you know, the Butler, you know, Lawrence County, Butler County area. Wine and Spirit is one that has played every single one. This will be the 9th year, and they have played every single one. Stationary Pebbles, they've played several of them. They weren't a band you know, originally, some of the earlier ones. Trigger Happy, they've played many of them. Dizzy Whoosh have played many of them. The Hills and the Rivers is another one that this year is being added on, and that's another band you guys should check out. They're phenomenal. It's a family. They're called The Hills. That's their last name, and they're amazing musicians. They kind of built their whole thing busking, originally playing on the side of the road, and you know, I've got up to the point now where they have albums out and they're touring around, and they're just phenomenal musicians. It's Shagdog Melonhead, which you guys are very familiar with. I know they played at the Band Jam for several years.
Every year.
Yeah. Us, the Zulu Tree Revival, Brother from Another Mother, which is another very good band, Dennis Malley and Dave Hamilton. The Sun Lizard Band, they're kind of a cover band, real good musicians. And that's most of the lineup right there. I mean, you're getting a lot of local acts, and it's a $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. You get 2 days camping with that, and all that music, so it's pretty good deal.
Where do you go to get the pre-sale? You can buy them online? Or?
Well, the Harmony Emporium has some right now. They're still in the process of being handed out to the bands. I know Steve King from Trigger Happy has them, and very soon they'll be in the hands of all them. And if you want to go to www.ragoo.festivoo.com, that'll take you to the Facebook event page, and you can ask whatever questions and try to get a ticket there. And we also have a show coming up April 14th at the Emerald Tablet in Sharon. It's right on State Street down there in Sharon, and we're actually kind of doing that as a pre-show with another festival, and it's called Funky Fest, and it's actually about 2 hours away, but the band Habitat that's playing at this, they're kind of sponsoring that, and so we're kind of doing a together pre-show here, and it's $10 at the door, But if you buy the pre-sale tickets for both festivals, it's free.
Yeah. What time do you get things underway that Friday? We're talking, obviously,
Usually about 6. We don't start music till about 6 on a Friday because most of the time people aren't getting off work yet. They aren't there yet. Yeah. You know, that's that sort of thing.
Okay. So that's the 27th of April. And then kick things off, what, noonish on Saturday and run all day?
Yeah. Yep. Noon to midnight.
Okay. Cool. And again, Garfield in Sandy Lake, not too far away. Nice area to be in, and
beautiful out there.
Yeah, and hopefully the month of April will be due for some nice weather at that point. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we're gonna have fire spinners, the Circus Days people. I'm sure if you guys in Butler are familiar with them, they'll be there. The Emerald Tablet people from Sharon, they set up and do some workshops and stuff. You know, and all our normal people, if you've been to one before, our normal vendors will be there as well. So,
cool. Lyle Barger, thanks for visiting with us here today, and also sharing some of your music. It's great to hear it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Got a couple more songs before we go. You're going to do a song called "Sand on the Shore" and "Between the Lines." Give us a preview of those.
Well, "Sand on the Shore" was written originally about a place called Kennedy's Mills. It's up towards Newcastle from here. It's a place I spent a lot of time. A lot of the people that come to my shows and I've interacted with, I met there. So it's kind of right along the Slippery Rock Creek, and it's kind of a base of creation for a lot of what I've done.
Cool. And "Between the Lines," tell us about that.
Both of these songs are from the original Zulu Tree set list.
Okay.
So it's pretty old. They're probably about 2010, both of these songs.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just kind of a song about paying attention and seeing the real picture and, you know, seeing what's between the lines, not just the lines themselves.
Fantastic. Lyle, thanks for sharing it with us here.
And, thank you.
Have a great Ragu Festival.
Thank you.
It's the Grassroots Show with Lyle Barger, live in the studio right now tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Cascading mossy rocks in gently flowing streams, yeah. Summer sounds echo, whoa, in the winter of our dreams. Shadows always changing as the sun escapes the sky. Darkness conquers softly, the forest sings a lullaby, goodbye, goodbye. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore, I'm sure. A message sent from up above, you cannot live if you can't love. A simple truth that seldom spoke, you cannot fix what isn't broke. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore, I'm sure.
reason and no excuse. I confess it's a treason of self-abuse. What's left is what's leaving. Collect the clues. The rest measures meaning and reveals the truth. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore. We were here before, I'm sure, a long time ago, when we were more than sand on the shore. Sand on the shore. Sand on the shore. I'm sure. For a piece of your mind. The one-eyed man is king in the valley of the blind. Exchange position with existence. Don't be afraid of time. Strange addiction to persistence. Read between. You don't know what you'll find between the lines. Pay attention to the signs between the lines. You don't know what you'll find between the lines. Between the lines. It's all a game, a plan, a sham. A plane of just one speck of sand, bound up inside a cage of space. We don't reside, we're in cage. We're stuck in this place, we're in cage. The entire human race is encased. We're stuck in this place. Oh. Assembles your rhetorical wall and surmounts your propaganda. No matter how tall the tale you tell is enticing, your intentions are small. Any man who can walk once learned how to crawl, but who decides what becomes right and what's wrong? The lies of the weak in the fists of the strong. The short-lived corralled by those who live long. Collected and directed to Armageddon. Break the false barriers. Free the captive narrator. Let there be harmony when we look into the mirror. And all appears to be clear when you have the ears to hear. There's nothing to fear because the setting sign is near. The setting sign is near. Between the lines. You don't know what you'll find between the lines. Pay attention to the sun. You don't know what you'll find between the lines. Pay attention to the signs.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best.
And that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, April 6th, why not head to Oakmont and the Oaks Theater for the Allegheny Showcase, starring the Dirty Charms, with special guests, the UK band 13 Saints and the Redlines. It's presented by Super Monkey Recording Company. And tickets are $10 online, available at ilovesupermonkey.com/tickets. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, we're getting geared up for the April Rock Done Right Tour Stop, a very special benefit for a neighbor in need. As Shady Lady Productions and Drasky Entertainment join forces to present Music for Healing and Mobility, Saturday, April 7th in Blonox. Enjoy an evening of music and comedy for the benefit of John Sopko, who was left paralyzed following an automobile accident a few years back. The event runs 6 to 10 p.m. in the main ballroom of the Comfort Inn in the RIDC Park off Route 28. You'll hear a great acoustic night of music featuring the Noble Hops Band, Bridgewater Station, and Good Brother Earl, as well as the comedy of Sally Chopping. Support the cause and get your tickets to attend our Rock Done Right Tour Stop in April on the 7th in Blonox. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. And we thank Lyle Borger for visiting with us here tonight and sharing some really, really cool tunes. Man, a couple of those tunes really grabbed me. Cheaters and Sand on the Shore. I like those.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Impressed. And, you know, he talked about Ragu, and I'll tell you what, I've been out to his Festivoo before, and he does a good job. There's great sound, great lineup, great music. You know, everything's on time and runs like a well-oiled machine. So I think if you go out there and check it out, you will not be disappointed. So yeah. I recommend you do.
Well, there you go. That could be your band jam warm-up. How about that? And a great lineup, too, and several bands that we've had at the band jam. So we wish them the best of luck. Hope the weather's good, too. Usually the end of April, you start getting some nice weather in. So, again, that'll be up in Sandy Lake. And speaking of the band jam, hey, we've got our tickets out and ready to go. And we've had a number of people reserving spots at Cooper's Lake Campground already. We're gearing up for the band jam in July. July 13th, Friday, and all day Saturday as well. Curry Road, Slippery Rock is the place. And just like Ragu Festivoo, a $20 admission, pre-sale, $25 at the gate. And the lineup continues to grow. Well, we know what the lineup is, but we're revealing it slowly but surely every Friday and adding a new band or two every week.
Yep, and we've had a sponsor come back to us again this year. That's Huffnagel & Majors. So if you want to camp out there, they can hook you up with the trailer. Get you out there so you can camp in style at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, and if you're looking to buy, they're going to have a model out there that you can take a look at.
Yes,
and browse around and see. And we thank them for coming back on board. Of course, our event presented by local McDonald's restaurants as well. And really excited to have a lot of the folks back again, and we've got great plans. And, of course, we've got a beautiful setting out there with Cooper's Lake Campground, and the Tin Can Rally Tourist Group will be coming in again this year, and we'll have the beer tent and a whole lot more. So some added goodies as well this year as we get closer to July. Can't wait for the 6th annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and celebrating the music that you hear here on Sunday nights on the Grassroots Show.
TheBandJam.com. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, you can buy your tickets and get you a link over to the campground site as well, and so you can get your reservations in and pick where you want to go.
Oh, and you know, I don't think we say this enough, Bob. Kids 17 and under are free also.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we're going for cool family event out here. So we want you to come out as a family and enjoy the music and everything that we have going on. So that's why we do that. 17 and under are free.
You could make it a family getaway weekend and have an enjoyable time doing it. So we're going to wrap up the show with a couple of tunes tonight. And you mentioned, playing a little country here. Well, let's lay the hammer down. We're the rock station. Let's play some jams. What do you think?
I agree, and I'm not knocking country, but I was looking at it, I'm like, three episodes in a row, we've been pretty heavy. So I'm going to throw these guys on because they were at my Heartbreakers Ball this year, and first time I got to work with them, and I was just thoroughly impressed, loved them. That's Red Sun and some Throwing Stones.
Yeah, they were throwing some stones that night, man. Yes, they were bringing it.
Yes.
They were a fun band to watch. I encourage you to go check them out. Refresh my memory. Out of the Greensburg area?
Yeah, down that way. Or in Greensburg, somewhere down there.
Yeah. So check them out. Hey, and we'll follow that up with another hard-hitting band. And we got a request from Jesse. He's one of the guitarists in the hard rock band Dying Breed out of Pittsburgh. And he was just letting me know that their song that we've played here called Poser was actually produced by Dave Granati. So they've had some pretty impressive help on some of their material, and we'll have to keep an eye on these guys. But Dying Breed will follow Red Sun with the song Poser.
Sounds good, Bob.
And we'll do it again next Sunday night
here on
The Rock Station, playing local music on the Grassroots Show.
put a hashtag on that.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. At Honda North, we've got Markdown Madness. Hurry in for a deal that won't bust your brackets or your budget with awesome lease deals on the new CRVs, HRVs, Pilots, and more. Don't wait. These March deals end April 2nd when the nets get cut down. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
77rocks.com.
Leave me walking more. Last word today.
eyes for a while. But now my take up food is growing cold, and the candles burn a hole in the floor, and I'm still waiting for the rain of the world. Oh, my love, it's another rainy night without you. Yes, I leave the light for you. It's just another rainy night without you.
Station 97.7.